Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Nehemiah chapter 8, verses 1 through 10. The Reverend Sean Denzer is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Nehemiah, the 8th chapter. And all the people gathered as one man into the square before the water gate, and they told Ezra the scribe to bring the book of the law of Moses that the Lord had commanded Israel. So Ezra the priest brought the law before the assembly, both men and women, and all who could understand what they heard, on the first day of the seventh month. And he read from it, facing the square before the water gate, from early morning until midday, in the presence of the men and the women and those who could understand. And the ears of all the people were attentive to the book of the law. And Ezra the scribe stood on a wooden platform that they had made for the purpose. And beside him stood Mattathiah, Shema, Anaiah, Uriah, Hilkiah, and Maaseiah on his right hand, and Pedaiah, Mishael, Melchiah, Hashem, Hashbadana, Zechariah, and Meshulam on his left hand. And Ezra opened the book in the sight of all the people, for he was above all the people, and as he opened it, to all the people stood. And Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God, and all the people answered, Amen, Amen, lifting up their hands. And they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. Also Yeshua, Bani, Sherebiah, Jamin, Akub, Shabuti, Hadiah, Maaseiah, Kalita, Azariah, Jozabad, Hanan, and Peleah, the Levites, helped the people to understand the law, while the people remained in their places. They read from the book, from the law of God, clearly, and they gave the sense so that the people understood the reading. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
This week we're hearing the readings for the Ember Days. The Ember Days are four quarterly festivals of repentance and hearing the Word of God, sometimes fasting also, that the Church has observed for a long time. In our Lutheran tradition, what prevails to this day most frequently is Advent and Lent, which have been expanded in our church to be a whole season, a feature of which is extra services at most churches on Wednesdays to hear the Word of God even more in those penitential seasons. I think it's great that today's first reading, which is actually for tomorrow, tells us all about the reason that we gather as Christians to hear the Word of God. This is from the book of Nehemiah. Nehemiah is the man who brought the Israelites back from exile in Babylon. He received a charter, as it were, to rebuild the temple. Ezra had worked to rebuild that temple earlier. You can read about that in the book. And now, a few years later, in the same month, the seventh month, they are now reading the law after the completion of the walls of Jerusalem being built around. And the purpose of this gathering is to hear the Word of God. When we say the book of the law of Moses, we probably mean the first five books of the Bible, but it's possible that they also especially mean Deuteronomy, which is a repeating of God's law that Moses gave right before the children of Israel went in to the promised land, crossing the Jordan, also before Moses himself went up on the mountain to be taken away to die by the Lord's own hand. A key moment, a key set of sermons from Moses to the people, and the purpose and meaning of this sermon? To warn them. To warn them to keep God's word close to themselves, to keep faith with the Lord, to understand that they didn't need any king on this earth to tell them what to do, They needed to listen to the Lord their God, the very same one who had brought them out of Egypt, who now was settling them in the promised land to make them his people and to promise to continue to be their God. Moses' book has at least one phrase that we know very well, that he sets before them life and death and urges them to choose life, to stick with the Lord their God. So when at last the exiles return home, Ezra takes up this subject. But I want us to focus today on how much attention he gives to how this word is read and the way that the people respond. You see that they set up some kind of pulpit, which is probably the reason that we continue to imitate that in our churches to this very day. Why? So that people can hear. So that people can even give attention to the one who is reading, not because he is so important, but because these words matter. Many preachers, when they are reading the scriptures in church, don't look at the people. And it's not because they don't want to have to see you. It's because they want to make it clear, even by their actions, that what they are saying is not their own ideas, but the word of God itself. As Ezra the priest stands and reads the law, he is flanked on either side by all of these names. It seems like an awful lot of Hebrew names that we don't need to know. But if you've looked at the rest of the book of Nehemiah, you see that many names have been given. Why would that matter? Well, we are beginning again as we enter into the promised land now a second time after the exile, as we are counting off what is left of the tribes of Judah, the sons of Solomon, and yes, the Levites deserve to have their rolls called as well. But the purpose for their gathering is what we need to pay attention to. That they are there in the presence of both men and women, all those who can understand, for the purpose of being attentive to the word of God. And when they stand there, after they have heard it, the priests and the Levites are present to make sure that the book of the law is read clearly. And it even says they give the sense of it so that the people understand the reading. Dear Christians, this is something that is so important to us as Lutherans. Our interest in hearing the Word of God, not in Latin, which is a respected language of the church, but specifically in our language, is so that we can understand. There are many places where Latin is still understood, and that would be a great place to have it spoken in that language. We know that there are many who speak other languages, and that is why we have Bible translators and those who translate not just the Bible's words itself, but also the words of the catechism, the words of hymns into other languages, so that they too can have the sense of it and understand and take to heart the Word of God in their own language. God's Word is not magic. Even though the Holy Spirit is at work beyond our comprehension, beyond simply adding up the syllables and the words and the sentences and the thoughts, to not just make us understand with our minds, but to make us believe with our hearts and receive the very gifts and promises that God gives, it still happens through our mind, through our ears. Faith comes by hearing, the scriptures say. That's why we want people not just to have the word wash over them, or as every teacher has taught you, in one ear and out the other, to actually be believed and taken to heart. And that, of course, is the most important part about this great day and what it shows to us. How the people of God listened, how they understood, how it affected them. It says that immediately they stood and gave, I guess, their little liturgical response, Amen, Amen. And then they also have many ceremonies that go with it. They bow their heads. They worship their Lord with their faces to the ground. We see this also in the New Testament when the leper comes to Jesus, when the Magi bow down to Jesus on his mother's lap. The Word of God is not only to strike our ears, perhaps to be beautiful in the sound of a hymn or a choral piece, but it is to affect our lives as well. If we were to go on into chapters 9 and 10, we would see what this great event, this great long, 6 hours long, can you imagine that, Bible reading, did for these people. It brought them to repentance. They offered sacrifices to the Lord. They were cut to the heart. They recognized that all of those words that Moses had spoken many years ago absolutely applied to them and their fathers. The strange thing was not that they had been taken off into exile, having rejected the word of the Lord. The miracle is that they had returned, and that the Lord had not taken his word away from them for all of their unfaithfulness to it. This then is why our church, the Lutheran Church in particular, is so obsessed with having the Word of God be everywhere in what we do. This is what our radio preaches. This is what our church body has at its center. This is why we have publishing companies even in this difficult market. This is why we have colleges. Everything that we do is about the Word of God being richly among us. And in fact, our worship service shows this probably best of all, that besides my words standing and giving the sense, everything else that we sing and pray and speak comes almost without fail directly from the Bible. God's word is the word that brings correction, repentance, forgiveness, life, and salvation. This is the word that we ought to be attentive to. This is the word that not just 4 times a year, not just for a little bit extra in Advent and Lent, but every day, and certainly every Lord's Day, ought to grab us, ought to penetrate deep into our hearts, ought to not just wash over us and have no effect, but ought to bring us to understanding and give us our Lord Jesus Christ. Because to stick with him is to be sure and certain in the midst of a world that is very uncertain. May the word of the Lord endure forever, and may it always be treasured among us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.